Last year, we moved into our current home, a house with two bathrooms. We have a loft with a master bathroom upstairs and the main bathroom downstairs. This is the first house I've lived in that has had more than one bathroom. Woohoo! I grew up in an old Victorian house where my three sisters, two brothers, and parents all shared one bathroom. You'd often hear someone pounding on the bathroom door, followed by someone inside calling out, "I'll be out in a minute!" Do you know how long a minute is? Well, that depends on which side of the bathroom door you're on. Our main bathroom has a Christmas tree-shaped container filled with deep green liquid hand soap that smells just like Christmas. We liked it so much last year that we've kept using it even after the holiday season ended. The bottle's almost empty now, and I'm looking for something to refill it with. Why do I care about a hand soap that smells like a Christmas tree? Because it can make your washing your hands a more pleasant experience. And face it, hand washing is an essential skill. Hand washing is one of the most critical personal skills you can have. Effective hand washing directly protects yourself and your loved ones from colds, the flu, and other illnesses like the coronavirus. So, how should you wash your hands? Well, you first have a choice between using hand soap or hand gel or sanitizer. Which one is best? That depends. Do your hands have dirt, visible soil, or grease on them? If not, you can effectively wash or sanitize your hands using either soap or water or an alcohol-based gel or foam containing at least 65 to 70% alcohol. If your hands are dirty or greasy, however, washing them with soap and water is more effective than using alcohol gel or foam. In healthcare settings like clinics, hospitals, and nursing homes, using an alcohol-based hand rub for hand hygiene is strongly encouraged, because they're more convenient to use than soap and water. When used properly, alcohol-based hand rubs can kill bacteria more effectively and quickly than washing with soap and water. Alcohol-based hand gels are less irritating to the skin than soap and water. This is vital because healthcare workers need to wash their hands frequently during each shift as they care for their patients. Do you need to use antibacterial soap? No. The key to effectively cleaning your hands is removing bacteria and viruses from the surface by using friction and then rinsing them away, not by attacking them with a chemical. What's most important is how you wash your hands. You should rub the soap or alcohol gel over every surface of your hands, including your fingertips, fingernails, and between your fingers for at least 15 seconds. Now, instead of counting to 15 slowly, you can hum a song that takes you about 15 to 20 seconds to finish. As you sing or hum, rub your hands in a systematic pattern over the tops of your hands, your palms, between your fingers, and your fingertips and fingernails. One verse of a song like Frère Jacques, The Itsy Bitsy Spider, or two verses of shorter songs like Happy Birthday, The Alphabet Song, or Row, Row Your Boat, all last about 15 to 20 seconds. My own personal favorite, it's the Itsy Bitsy Spider. With the COVID-19 pandemic, learning this vital personal skill is more critical than ever. There's plenty of information available online to help you, including videos and songs you can sing while washing. Here are six strategies for effective hand washing. 1. Do it frequently. Wash or sanitize your hands before eating, before and after caring for loved ones who are sick, after using the bathroom, after handling animals or pets, and after sneezing or wiping your eyes or nose. 2. Check the label. For effectiveness, make sure that your alcohol-based hand gel that you buy and use contains at least 65 to 70% alcohol. 3. Rub your hands thoroughly. Make sure that you're rubbing that soap or gel over every surface of your hands, Don't forget your fingertips and fingernails. Number 4, don't skimp on hand gel. Many people swipe their hand gel around and that's it. Be sure to apply enough gel so it takes about 15 seconds to dry completely. Number 5, sing a song. Sing or hum a catchy song that lasts for at least 15 seconds while you wash your hands. It helps kids learn effective hand washing and keeps you and them from stopping too soon. And number 6, antibacterial soap is not necessary. Effective hand washing or sanitizing depends on using proper technique, not on wiping with a soap that contains an antibacterial chemical. This is Louise Ackie with Medication Insider.